Blog Talk Radio.
Every finger.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I am your host, Aisha. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in this evening, Tuesday, November 23rd. Moving right along here into the fall, enjoying this wonderful, wonderful fall evening. It's a little cool where I am. I hope that you're someplace comfortable, warm, cozy, have your pen out, and you are ready to share and obtain some information. So tonight I'm going to be talking about managing your emotions by managing your munchies. And that topic came to me spontaneously as always, but really, I just had an opportunity to sit back and observe a small child around the age of maybe two. And the child was calm and, you know, doing regular kid stuff, playing around with some toys. And then the child was given a sip of soda pop. I mean, just not even a bunch of soda, just enough for, I guess, for it to impact the child. And I watched this child within 10 minutes go from sitting calm, still, peaceful little child to running all over the place, extremely hyper. And I know that you guys can relate to some of this. If you can remember when your mom may have told you you couldn't have too much sugar or have too much soda pop before it was time for you to go to bed, there was a reason for that. So I want to talk a little bit about the different effects that different foods are going to have on your body, different drinks, different beverages, and then maybe make some recommendations on some alternatives that you can try and introduce into your diet so that you can start feeling your ultimate best. First of all, let me give out the call-in number for those that are going to want to call in and chit-chat with me. You can reach me at 310-807-5193. You're more than welcome to call in and just listen to this broadcast, or if you want to speak, make sure you press 1 so I know that you are a person with your hand up that wants to come in on the line. For those, this is kind of a piggyback almost. From the show that I was talking about last week as it relates to womb wellness, although I'm not specifically speaking about the womb tonight, what you put in your body has a really, really big impact on your womb wellness overall and how you're feeling. So it's still related. I know we had a few technical difficulties last week, so there was many people that did not hear the last end of the show, but I want to reassure everyone that I will be redoing that segment. There was a lot of great information there, and I also got really good feedback from those that did catch the first half hour of the show. So thank you for all that have been tuning in, that have been listening. Please continue to share your feedback with me. You're welcome to visit my website, which is I Am Here to Inspire at blogspot.com. And leave your comments there, as well as listen to some of the archive shows that I have on there. Lots of good information. Share with your friends. So, talking about food, managing your emotions with food. And as I touched on last week, often when we may be feeling a little bit down or not feeling 100% great about ourselves, it's easy for us to medicate with food. A lot of us don't even realize that we are medicating when we go into binge mode or you start to gorge or eat certain foods. And I just kind of want to talk about that. There are certain emotions that can be tied to certain foods based on when you first had those foods. If it was a part of a childhood experience, for example, you could love eating sweet potato pie because of how your grandmother made the sweet potato pie for you. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the sweet potato pie is what's best or what's going to be in your best interest to consume the entire sweet potato pie. I also want to, hopefully we'll hear from our chef friend a little bit later who will be able to give us some alternatives because we know Turkey Day is coming up on Thursday, and that is a great day for people to just kind of sit back and gorge. It's also the day that most of us give ourselves passes to say, you know what, I'm going to eat whatever it is I want to eat. If I want to gorge, if I'm going to go back for seconds and thirds and fourths, and I may not even work out. And that's fine if the foods that you're going to be putting into your body aren't going to be making you feel drained and weak and tired. I've got news for you, people. Food is not supposed to make you feel sleepy. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Your food should not be making you feel drained and tired and like lying down at the table in the restaurant. There was a Boondocks episode that I think was on last season, season two, called The Itis, where all these people would go to this restaurant to eat these big, greasy, ridiculous hamburgers. And in addition to making their reservation for how many people it would be, they would also book how much time they wanted to go to sleep after they finished eating. So it's a pretty funny episode, but Aaron Magruder always has an interesting way of trying to get the truth out there and trying to get that information out there in a humorous way. So, yeah, we were laughing and we joke about the itis for those that have awareness of what that is. But that's not what food is supposed to do for you. It's supposed to invigorate you. You know, you should feel energetic after you eat a meal. You don't necessarily have to run around the building, but, you know, you should feel pretty lively, like not like you have to lie down after you eat. Food combining has a lot to do with that, which I'll talk about in just a moment a little bit later. But in food combining, meaning what types of foods you're eating together, whether you're eating a complex carbohydrate with a protein or a simple carb with a protein. Food combining has a lot to do with how your body's going to metabolize the food and how the food is going to impact your body and see how you feel. So let's first of all talk about the foods that can impact your moods and why they impact your moods. I'm always speaking from experience. I'm going to go ahead and say that my weakness has always been sweet foods, the white flour, cakes, pastas, complex carbohydrates, entire yellow cakes with chocolate frosting, you name it, cake, cookie related. I'm a happy camper if you put it in my face. So carbohydrates overall are foods that complex carbohydrates, we can crave those foods when we may be feeling a little bit down or feeling upset with someone. And, those cookies and cakes and things are packed with sugar in addition to white flour. If it's a box cake, you got all these preservatives and things that are put inside of it that are going to have a negative chemical reaction on the body. Initially, you're going to feel good and comforted and happy and things like that because starchy foods or foods with lots of carbohydrates in them increase the release of serotonin, which is that good mood, that happy brain chemical that makes us feel happy and euphoric and in a really good space, so it's serotonin. So we want to be mindful of the food that we're putting into our bodies. Now, you can still release serotonin by eating better carbohydrates for yourself. So say you're feeling a little bit down, you want to eat something, you have to make a choice between getting a piece of cake and a baked potato. The baked potato, because it's still a complex carbohydrate, is going to still release that feeling, that serotonin. It's going to still release that feeling. It's going to be better for you than the piece of cake if you have to choose between the two. So it's just kind of getting the information into your mind, like all carbs aren't bad. I'm not one of those people that believes that, oh, you can't have any carbs in your diet. They're horrible. They have their place. I don't believe anything was put on the planet. I mean, anything natural that grows from the earth, like a potato, for example, is going to be evil or something that's wrong. It's just moderation. How much of it are you putting into your body at one particular time? How are you preparing the food? Food preparation has a lot to do with how it's going to impact your health overall. You know, of course, baking the potato is going to be a lot better for you than frying the potato and enjoying it as a French fry, which is my personal weakness. French fries, I do love. I just love potatoes, period. So, again, starchy foods are going to increase the serotonin, so it will make you feel happy and calm and upbeat and things like that. But what about the reverse side of that? If it's not a good carbohydrate, like say it is that piece of cake or the entire cake for some people. Because that's another problem, which is moderation, that a lot of us don't know when to stop eating, particularly if you're emotional eating or eating for comfort purposes. Every bite of that food, every time you swallow it, that warm, fuzzy feeling that you get after you swallow the food, you want to keep that going. So you continue to keep eating and eating and eating until you look up and, now the cake is all gone. Can't believe I sat here and ate this entire cake. But yes, believe it, because you were feeding your emotions. It was an emotional, comforting experience while you were sitting there eating the cake. Depending on the type of cake and the memory you have associated with it, it could bring up old feelings from childhood or from old memories of watching your grandmother make the cake or anything like that. But there's moods and situations often that we can associate with food. For example, peanut brittle. It's always going to make me think of my mother and peppermint patty. So those were her candies that she enjoyed eating. So if I see one or even if I eat one, I'm going to immediately have an image of my mother opening one up and seeing a smile on her face when she enjoys a little piece of peanut brittle if you bring it to her, because she has whatever connection that she has attached with it. So, you know, certain foods are going to remind you of certain people, certain situations, certain scenarios, which can bring about nostalgia. And again, if the foods are not negative or not going to have a negative effect on your body, then it's okay for you to consume them in moderation. But again, moderation is that key word, and learning when and how much is going to be enough for you and for your body. I would love to hear from some of the callers out there while I'm talking about serotonin and foods and comfort foods overall. If you have a comment or question, you're more than welcome to give me a jingle at area code 310-807-5193. And I will get you in gladly and hear what your opinions are, things that you have to say about food. Now, serotonin, that happy brain chemical that's going to make us feel happy, calm, and upbeat, can also be released into your system by eating more omega-3s and fatty acids. So there are additional foods out there that you can have that are good for you that will still release the serotonin and still give you that happy-go-lucky, oh, I feel great, I can take over the world feeling. Your foods that are going to be rich in omega-3s are going to be your salmon. Sardines is another one. You can eat sardines out of a can. Trout, herring is good. Flaxseed oil, either adding 2 tablespoons of the flaxseed oil to a smoothie and doing it that way, or just consuming the flaxseed oil by itself will be really good for you. Pumpkin seeds is another really great source of omega-3s, which you can get in any health food store, even at the gas station. I've seen pumpkin seeds, great little snacks just to have around. In addition, for my men out there that are listening, pumpkin seeds are really good for the prostate. So pumpkin seeds is a great little snack, as well as walnuts. All these are really high in omega-3s, which can help release the serotonin and help alleviate or cut down on feelings of depression. If you're one of the many, many, many Americans out there that battle depression, whether you've been diagnosed or undiagnosed, the foods that you're putting into your body are going to have a great impact on, you know, how long that depression is lasting. So if you're treating depression or being treated for it, be it with, you know, whatever methods you're going through, if it's pills or however you're doing it, therapy. If you're treating depression, you also need to be mindful of your diet. You may need to change your diet. You may need to keep a food journal for about a week or so and see how you're eating. I really, really advise you to do that if you have no idea if you're emotional eating or what triggers you to eat certain things or what may trigger you to eat an entire 12 or dozen of donuts as opposed to eating one donut. I encourage you to get yourself a little booklet and a journal. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to have a lock on. It doesn't have to be fancy or anything like that. This is your own personal book. So if you want to get a little 3x5 notepad, that's fine. And just every time you eat something, write it down. And then after you eat it, write down how you feel. It's just a really good way to start to track what you're putting in your body, one. And two, how it's impacting your mood. Also, I encourage you to do one additional step. Before you eat the food, write down how you feel. So order your food, put the plate in front of you, pull out your little book and jot down, I'm so hungry, I could slap somebody. Or I feel okay right now, I feel normal. Just, it doesn't have to be long and expensive. Just jot it down. Then eat the food, write down what you've eaten. And then after that, write down how you feel. Give yourself about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes after you've eaten for the food to process a bit to see how you feel. Do you feel upbeat? Do you feel like taking a jog around the building? Do you feel like making the pallet where you are and lying down and going to sleep? Start to pay attention to that for the next 7 days and then go back over it and see which foods are connected to the days, are connected to the tired, sleepy emotion. With sugar, when we're eating a lot of sweet foods, we're often deceived because we will feel a surge of happy. We will get that little boost of, oh, I feel great, I feel wonderful. If you're feeling a little bit low or down physically in terms of energy, it can make you feel energized for a moment. For a moment. And then you're going to crash. For a lot of people, particularly people that have eating disorders, after you gorge and eat a bunch of sugar or foods that you know aren't bad for your body, then the guilt comes in. Then the self-loathing may come in after that. Oh, I'm such a terrible person. Oh, I'm a glutton. Oh, I'm fat. I'm this. I'm that. All of the self-hate and the guilt can pour in, particularly after you eat a really, really sweet, sugary meal. So be mindful of the refined processed sugars. All sugars aren't the same. Sugar that we're going to have from a strawberry or from some mango, piece of fresh mango, is going to be different than the refined sugar that you're going to find inside of the Pop-Tart. Or the high fructose corn syrup, you know, all the sugar content that's inside of that is going to be a lot different than the natural sugars. So if you are craving something sweet, you are feeling a little bit down, you're not feeling 100%, there are better foods and better choices that you can try. Again, you can try the foods that are higher in the omega-3s. You know, make yourself a little salmon sandwich or something. Go get yourself a can of sardines and munch on those with some crackers, but not enriched wheat crackers. But, you know, maybe a whole wheat cracker or a buckwheat cracker or something like that, and eat it with the sardines, which will release the same feelings. If you are a person that loves sweet foods and, you know, like me, then you're going to have to try a better sweet alternative like a strawberry or a blueberry or some sort of piece of sweet fruit, peaches or something like that that you'll have there. That will be really, really great for you to try in addition to that. But the only way that we're going to start to get control over our lives, over our mood, over what's going on, is to first of all acknowledge what it is. You know, start to pay attention to what it is that we're putting into our bodies. See how you're feeling after you're eating those foods or putting those things into your body. And then taking responsibility. Because we can have the awareness all day long and know what it's doing to you, like many of us do. Many of us know that it'd be better for you to take that extra 5 minutes in the morning to make a piece of toast and grab a piece of fruit, as opposed to growing and rolling through the McDonald's drive-thru in the morning. The fast food, people, is killing us. It's killing us, it's killing us, it's killing us. I can't say it any more bluntly or blatantly than that. The fast food is what's causing us to, fill the hospital beds up. The diabetes, and of course the fast food is convenient. We live in a microwave society. Everything needs to be right here, right now. It needs to happen fast. Everything is on the go, 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 go. Every hour of the day is consumed. Every second. Go, 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 go. Okay, go, 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 go. But our body needs fuel to go, 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 go. A lot of times we don't have time to give it the adequate food or fuel that it needs. So we'll stop and go to McDonald's, KFC, something like that, grab something out of the drive-thru. It's no big deal. It's a huge deal. That food is packed with preservatives, flavor enhancers, all sorts of stuff. If you haven't seen Super Size Me yet, I please encourage you to rent it. Go to your Redbox, Blockbuster. You can probably find it online. Super Size Me, and watch it, where this guy did an experiment of eating only McDonald's for 30 days. Straight. That's all he ate 3 times a day was McDonald's. And if they asked him to supersize, then he had to supersize. If they didn't, then he didn't have to. This dude almost died. I mean, like, close to sickly, like he could have died eating, just consuming these foods that are not good for you. You know, and if we do have to eat fast food, because stuff happens, try and make better fast food alternatives for yourself. You know, a lot of people are eating fast foods because it's cheap, it's convenient, you know, it's cost-effective, but that's not going to matter if, you know, saving the money, saving a dime, saving $2 or $3 here and there, it's not going to matter if you can't see or you can't walk because you had to have a leg amputated from your diabetes. Diabetes, high blood pressure, they're killing people slowly. Slowly but surely, you have more children with diabetes now than ever in life. We've never seen it before. And we're feeding our babies these foods. And yes, moms, I know it's convenient. I know it's easier to just pick up a little Happy Meal and pass that sandwich back to your son or your daughter while you're driving home from work because you're tired. I have compassion for that. But that is not good food for your child. It's not helping the brain function. You know, it's making them hyper, it's making them obese, it's making our children lazy. There's so many hormones that are injected into the food, the chicken, so that the food can grow faster and things like that. And don't you know that that food is being ingested into your body as well? And it's going to have an impact on you, on your moods. Are your children aggressive? Are you aggressive? How much meat are you eating? Or is it meat? They passed a few years ago for them to be able to sell clone meat on the market. So you could be eating genetically modified or clone meat. We don't even know what the hell we're eating most of the time. We just trust everything that's in the package. Trust everything that's in the package, which is not necessarily for your highest good. You have to start reading. Your responsibility is your health. Your health is your responsibility. No one else's. So you have to start to be more mindful of what you're putting into your body. If you have to have fast food, when you go to the fast food restaurant, try and order one of the salads. You know, Wendy's has a really nice variety of salads that you can try that are also, I think they have maybe one or two that are on the dollar menu, you know, that you can add to that, add some chicken to it or something. Try the chili as opposed to the little chicken McNuggets that are there. At least the chili is going to be high in protein for you and will be better for you. There are alternatives and choices that we can make in the moment. You know, if you're out and about, instead of going to Taco Bell, try and go to Chipotle. if they have that in your area. The food is going to be fresher. Wherever you have a chance for, you can get fresh, live food. Live food is going to have a live effect on your bodies. I was hanging out at the in the Whole Foods, not hanging out, but grabbing something to eat, and just observing because I like the people watch. Just sitting and watching the people coming to the Cafe Gratitude Bar, which is a wonderful, wonderful place to eat vegetarian and vegan meals in the Oakland or in the San Francisco Bay Area. I wish they were all over, but it's a fabulous place. And the one thing I noticed, just sitting here at Cafe Gratitude, from the staff that was there to all of the customers that came, everybody was upbeat, smiling, happy, and they all had like a glow about them, you know, just the essence of the epitome of health. Their skin looked clear. People's eyes were clear, smiles on their faces, you know. Whenever I go there and I sit at the counter, you know, I'm always greeted. That's an indicator of the lifestyle and the diet. How often do you just engage in wonderful conversation when you're sitting at your favorite fast food restaurant, sitting next to someone? I mean, it may happen every blue moon, but how often does it happen? I'm telling you, 90% of the people that I see coming and going from this particular vegetarian restaurant or bar are happy. I know it sounds small, it sounds minute, like, yeah, right, they're happy because they're sitting over there eating leaves and sucking on grass and things like that. And it may sound funny, and I have been in the space where I've ridiculed it until I tried it for myself and see the difference when I eat. I had a choice today. I could eat like a wonderful curry chicken dish, which was good because I sampled it, curry chicken over white rice. Or I could have had my favorite grateful bowl, which is black beans, kale, and quinoa. Quinoa is a wonderful, wonderful alternative to rice. It's a grain. You can still, and it's still a carbohydrate, so, you know, it'll still make you feel full and comfortable, but it's much lighter and better for you than eating white rice. I feel a lot lighter after I eat that meal. So the day before, I had the curry chicken. After I ate the curry chicken, I was tired, didn't have as much energy as I wanted to, felt a little drained. So today I chose to eat the grateful bowl. So fabulous afterwards. I could have jogged home from the place. I had such a surge of energy immediately right after eating the food. It didn't take me to have to go and have a Red Bull or something and wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It was immediately. Your body recognizes good food. It's so thankful when we put yummy food into our bodies. So Thanksgiving is coming up. And before, I'm going to take a break in just a second and bring this caller in that I have waiting when I come back from my break. But I want to talk about some healthy alternatives or some things that you can do on Thanksgiving so that you can feel a little bit better when you eat, better about maybe what you're preparing for your family. A lot of people just don't know and do not have the information. So if you are a chef or someone that cooks or has some wonderful vegetarian or vegan dishes that you want to share, I encourage you to call in at 310-807-5193 and share that information. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song by Nina Simone. I'll put a song on you. Be right back.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do this, do this, do this. You better stop the things you do. Put me down. Yeah, yeah.
smell on you. Because you're mine. You're
Simone, who put a spell on you. That's a classic right there. I love that tune. And also, thought it was a great little song to use to segue into, you know, the spells that food can put on us. You know, we really, really, food can be like a drug. It's no different, particularly sugar. It's no different than the effects that, like, cocaine or heroin or something will have on you long term. The way that you crave it is powerful. If you don't know or don't believe that you're... Many people are addicted to sugar, have no idea that they're addicted to sugar. But I encourage you to try and eliminate it from your diet from a day. For one day, try not to have any sugar. No soda, no cookies, no dessert, no sugar, nothing. Just, that's it. I encourage you to try that and see what happens. And we have to work on kicking that habit for ourselves, again, because no one can do it for us. So it's getting the awareness, finding out what the food is doing to you, doing your own trial and error and experiments. Don't take anything I say just at face value. Try it for yourself. I don't believe everything I read. I don't believe everything I hear. I do my own research. I try stuff for myself. I encourage you to do the same. Keep that food journal. Eliminate the sugar from your diet for a week. A day, forget a week. Start with a day. See how you're doing today. See how you feel. Are you going to be moody? You probably might be a little moody, a little snappy. You know, it's our body going through the withdrawal because it's used to craving the sugar. So with Thanksgiving coming up, I know that there are a whole bunch of different dishes that are great, that are yummy for us, mac and cheese and things like that, but don't have the best effects on our body. Mac and cheese is a wonderful dish. I miss eating it the most because I don't eat dairy anymore. So I really miss mac and cheese, especially my mother or my grandmother's mac and cheese. But the reality is that cheese, like the dairy, the cow's cheese, creates just an abundance of mucus in the system. Mucus is the source of all disease. Mucus. So all of the cheese in the world, it may taste yummy, great, gooey, but it's just creating more mucus in the system, making you more congested, trying to clear your throat all the time, doing that all the time. You shouldn't have all that phlegm and stuff in your system. If you don't have all that phlegm in your system, it won't get infected when, you know, your body is infiltrated by a cold virus or something like that. You'll be able to fight that off, and it won't be so much mucus there to get infected. I have a call holding. I want to bring that caller on and see what they have to say, if they have a comment or question, from 941-761. Let's see. Greetings, caller. This is Aisha.
Yeah, good evening to you. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was writing something late in the night, and I have a half a glass of wine, and I hear your show. And you have some great thoughts there.
Thank you. Did you have a comment or question that you wanted to share about
Both.
How it impacts your mood?
both.
Go for it.
I mean, is really the key. It is for us. We don't see food as has anything to do with health. As a culture, we glorify food. There are TV shows that glorify gorging. You know, men's against food. You know, the entertainment. You know, food can be a best friend and a worst killer. But usually, you know, human beings, we have this term soul food. Because food can be a friend, could be something that can relieve you from your anxiety, of your fears, of your neuroses, of your depressions. And the other side of the spectrum, a whole culture encourages to eat more. That's how, you know, just remember, maybe that's not the right way to phrase it, that delicious always beats nutritious. So human beings, pleasure animals, that really, you know, whatever it comes, drinking, sex, eating, and other stuff, we are sensual beings that cannot, you know, we don't know when to stop our sensuous experience because our sensual experiences give us a form of not only beauty, but, you know, what is beautiful in the world? But if you take it too far, it kills you. So we have to use your brain. We have to realize that food can be parlay, or the quality of food can be parlayed into success, energy, clear-mindedness, longevity, and we have to realize that. It's not cool, it's not sexy, it's not something that people like to talk about. And if you talk about you've been seen as another Woody Allen kind of guy that's neurotic, preoccupied, and, you know, so an obsessive. I don't believe in being a health nut. Because if you are too fearful and too worried about everything, you're metabolizing emotions as well as you're metabolizing food. You know, you eat your own. So having said that, I think a healthy respect for the physicality of the body, we're not only spirit, we're not only energy, we're not only awareness, we're not only the story we tell ourselves, we're not only a mythology and what we like to believe and be entertaining and caught up in the moment. We are bodies that has limitations. So you cannot stuff yourself with a fried chicken, donuts, drinks, smoke, and do that without having appreciation for the limitations. Not cool, not good entertainment, maybe not sexy. But you know something? You know, if you don't respect the limitations of the body, your body is gonna harm you. So your talk is wonderful. People have to realize that. The food, it can be the best enemy in the world. Food, you know, it can give you great, if you cut down the sugars, first of all, have hypoglycemia and so forth, all the toxins in the food. If you're a little bit vigilant about it, but you know what? People are so caught up. They don't even think about those things. And again, what do you think sells more? Yeah, like I told you, nutritious or delicious. Let's say you have a program on television about how and what to. It sells, but it gets old. Not exciting. You're putting out to these guys that stuff 10 pizzas and 10 hot dogs in the same time, and flames comes out of their eyes because they put tobacco, and they got these big breasts big on the women. You know, they're entertainment. You know, we glorify gluttony. Hey, let's be gluttonous with a big glutus. You know, it's a culture. Culture wants us to starve ourselves to death. And then, of course, you know, we would rely on the pharmaceuticals. Anyway, having said that, it's a beautiful holiday. We got to cheat. Cheating is good a little bit. You cannot be a robot. We're not emotional. We're humans. We're not gods. You know, one day, if you're going to be too structural, too uptight, too neurotic, too perfectionist, and that, you become bulimic, anorexic, or, you know, too neurotic overall. But, you know, I mean, you know, if you love yourself, I think the whole thing is about self-esteem. It's beautiful life. You are glorious. You're beautiful. Every breath you take is a miracle. Your awareness is a miracle. You know, there's a wonder in the world. There's mystery in the world. There's beauty in the world. And if you take care of the temple of that, all of that, is a cool thing. It's a beautiful thing. For people,
that much better quality of life if you're able to just take care of your temple.
Absolutely.
Your time here will be that much more
longer,
pleasurable.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said,
and more enjoyable. You can run around with your grandkids as opposed to watching them from your wheelchair. You can actually play with them.
But not many people are
Thank
like you,
so
my lady.
Thank you so much for your comment.
But you,
no, well, that's
you,
the purpose of, like, even getting the information out here, because I believe there are more people out here like me than not. I mean, you're out here, and you're listening, and you're in agreement with what some of them are saying. And I think a lot of people just need other alternatives because you have to, you know, particularly
well,
they need
to be kicked in the ass,
you know,
and kick them up and shake them up and tell them straight because, you know, they're living a dream, and again, we're using food for their own purposes when they could become a best friend, like you said. You know, they're killing
right,
themselves.
They,
if they, gotta
if
wake
they don't
up.
Know that, if this, the people don't know that the food is poison, then we
well,
can't be upset with them for not knowing. So, no,
well,
that's
no.
the purpose of the show, to get the awareness and wake people up.
You have a great show.
Up. Thank you.
You have a great show, and
I
want to wish you a wonderful holidays.
Thank
be well,
you.
My friend.
Happy holidays to you as well. You're welcome to hang on and listen if you like, okay?
I will again, and you have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
Moves on the dance. You have you're a great dancer. Cool, a cool picture.
Thank you very much. Happy
Bye-bye,
holidays
my lady.
To you. Bye-bye. All right, I really want to thank that caller. He hit on a lot of good points. Our society has changed a lot and is glorifying being thicker, shall I say, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Thick is great if you're genetically thicker that way, but you've got some people that are trying to gorge out on the wrong foods in order to get thicker or in order to fit into a certain box. The only box you need to fit in is the box that your body came in, basically, and your body is your own box, you know. What's beautiful to one person is not beautiful to everyone else, and everything that's depicted on the televisions or on fronts of the magazines, those are not the only images and standards of beauty, you know, and that is something, well, I'm going to do a whole topic show on that, period, but the esteem of so many people, I'm glad the brother touched on esteem. So many of us have unhealthy, fragile, damaged, broken self-esteem. We don't realize how many of our everyday actions are impacted and driven by a low self-esteem. A lot of people don't even know why it's important for them to be the best dressed in the room. And, you know, they have to always have the newest things, the designer bag. They have to only wear MAC makeup and blah, 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 trying to keep up with the Joneses to make yourself feel good. But so you've got all that stuff. How do you still physically feel? Or you got all that stuff, but you physically feel like crap because you're eating crazy or you're not eating at all. You're starving yourself. So I just want to thank that brother for touching on some of those topics. I do have another caller holding here I want to bring on. See if you have a comment or a question. Hello, caller. This is Here to Inspire Radio. Do you have a comment or question?
Hello?
Hi, this is Aisha. How are you?
Hi, this is Beauty Queen. How are you?
Wonderful, Beauty Queen.
It's Beauty
Queen. Hi, Queen.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Welcome. Welcome for calling. Everybody listening, this is Queen, a.k.a. Tanise, a.k.a. Beauty Queen, a.k.a. Super Duper Diva. And Tanise is a wellness coach.
Yes.
In addition to many other things.
I'm sorry, my
so,
children are in the background. I really tried hard to put them in a bed before this call, but it didn't happen. So I'll be in and out with them. Hey, away from the stairs. Over here, please.
You're a mommy,
okay.
So we're thankful that you just had a few minutes to even call in and share some of your wisdom that you want to about food and the importance of the food, how the impact that it has on your emotions and things like that. So did you have a comment that you just wanted to chime in?
Well, you know, you hit on a lot of great points, a lot of good information that the brother before me had to say. He had a lot of good things to say. And just from, I guess, a mom's perspective, you know, just food is everything. You know, the saying, you are what you eat. And
mm-hmm.
I know I have drastically had to just take a look at what I'm, you know, my eating habits are, especially because I'm a mom and feeding my children. But, yeah, food, you know, certain types of food. You talked about genetically modified food, and I'll just start there. Genetically modified foods will enter your body and change your DNA. But you also said something very interesting that a lot of people don't know about the foods that they're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. No,
No, I thought you'd ask something, but go ahead, continue.
Oh, they don't know about the foods. They don't, you know, a lot of people just don't know about this information. So,
right.
So the genetically modified foods, basically that means that the food has been altered in a science lab somewhere by, you know, scientists. They have altered the genetic makeup of the food. So when it gets to you and it enters your body, it is also altering your genetic makeup. This has been proven to cause cancer, other diseases, infant mortality, all sorts of disastrous, nasty things. I see, I'm on the phone. Okay, wait a minute. Which is why it's important to buy
food, and this is something that's being packaged up and put on the shelves as well.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, most of the foods that we... Most of the foods that we are consuming are, it's not food. It's not food. If you pick something up that's in a box or some type of container and it has more than 3 or 4 ingredients, it's not really food. It's not, you know. And you spoke to the on-the-go mom who stops at, you know, these fast food places, and I have also been guilty of the same thing, so I definitely have compassion. But just know what you're feeding your children, and it's not food. It's just not food. If you're not giving your body food, then your body can't function properly.
What about the person out there that's like, because I can hear her in my head now, well, I've been eating it, and you grew up on eating it, and you was fine. You know, you used to eat McDonald's on a regular basis, and you grew up just fine, you're okay. But even the McDonald's when we were kids is different than the McDonald's today. You know, I
Absolutely.
Don't believe that the food was as genetically modified as it is now. So do you have any tips or suggestions for the mom that is like the on-the-go mom, because you do have 2 children yourself, you're busy, you work, student, all those things. Do you
That's
have any suggestions on healthier alternatives or just healthy fast food alternatives that a mother can have, or things that are maybe quick that you can kind of throw together for the children that would be better alternatives?
You know, I'm kind
or
of
anything,
the wrong
or
person
just a suggestion about what you do.
I'm always modifying what I do, because the more research that I do, the more I find out that what I'm doing is not enough. So, you know, like the brother said, you know, the prior caller, at some point you just have to, you can't be crazy with it and fanatical, but I'll say this. If you're going to give your children dairy products, then it should be, milk is an absolute no-no. I'm sorry, I don't give a damn what the doctors tell you about vitamin D and calcium. It's bullshit. Because, especially
right.
for black children, it's not. I mean, milk has been known, and you can go to a website called nomilk.com. And you'll get all the facts about milk and how it basically is causing these children to have asthma. Because what milk does is basically suffocate your system. It causes mucus. Mucus is the root of disease. So absolutely no milk ever. I don't care, ever. And if you're
Have you ever given your children milk? Did you ever give your children
never.
Okay.
Only breast milk. Only breast milk.
Okay.
And now they drink almond milk. Soy milk is not even good because soy is genetically modified. So,
and soy is really high in estrogen also, so that can
right.
that's not necessarily good
right.
for women with female
so,
problems. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm not a perfect mom, and, you know, my children aren't perfect either. They, in my opinion, they still eat too much processed food. But I do try every day. I give them an intake of vitamin D, 1 to 2,000 IUs of vitamin D. To keep their immune system strong. I give them a multivitamin. I give them some form of raw food every day. It could be
okay.
a combination of fruits and vegetables or just fruit. But I I do give them salad, you know. I still give them cheese. I'm not really happy about that. They like cheese, though, and so I give it to them sparingly. We eat brown rice. You know, they eat rice with brown or quinoa. We eat fish. And the fruits and vegetables that I buy are 85 to 90% organic. I have a juicer, so I juice them. I juice their fruits and vegetables a lot, which is a great way. If your children aren't going to actually eat them, you can juice them and give it to them that way.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? A superfood for your kids, like if you can make them smoothies and throw spirulina in it or chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll, superfood for kids. So if your kids aren't eating their vegetables and fruit, throw that in there.
That's a really good tip because you smoothie. Have a lot of children that don't like vegetables at all, but they still need the nutrients. So if you can make them a smoothie in the morning, you know, which you can do real easily with your fruit, which is still sweet and yummy and way better than going to Jamba Juice because that's got a gang of sugar in it too. You can put your little shot of spirulina or chlorophyll inside and they'll still get their day, their dose. And it's not going to be like as harsh as a wheatgrass shot, you know, for a child.
Right. Another thing is
wheatgrass shot as an adult, so I understand.
Right. Another great alternative to sugar is agave nectar or maple brown sugar.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I said maple brown sugar. I meant maple syrup, grade B.
Grade B, maple syrup, and agave as well are good sugar alternatives that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a really good alternative to use the syrup to the agave.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to use the maple. Well, thank you so much, Kenise, for your wisdom and for sharing that information and for being a great mom. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Also, I just want to put this out there, too, before I go. You know, for people who love meat and they just have to have meat, I would just say look into eating. Sorry? I would just say for people who love meat and have to have it, absolutely have to have it, I would look into eating free-range meat as opposed to, you know, meat that's brought up in these factories and under harsh and terribly insane conditions. So free-range meat. And another resource is Weston A. Price Diet. So you can Google Weston A. Price.
Weston A. Price Diet. That's the name of a diet?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The Weston A. Price Diet, everybody. You can Google that for more information on what that is. Thank you again, Beauty Queen. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Love your show.
And I love you and love your show as well. Kenise has a blog talk radio show that comes on Wednesdays, if I'm not mistaken, at 2 o'clock. So you guys can tune in to that here or go to my page, my Facebook page, which is going to be Aisha-Exotic Faces, and I'm sure I'll post the link for it there. I know I said I'd give out a couple of alternatives. I was hoping my little chef would have called in, but I didn't hear from her this evening. So in terms of Thanksgiving that's coming up, I just wanted to give a few alternatives myself. If you are going to do a turkey, which is fine, like Kenise was saying, a free-range turkey would be your best bet, you know. It may cost you a little bit more. You go to Whole Foods, but it's going to be so much better for you and so much, it'll be worth it, you know, to do your turkey that way as opposed to going to your traditional grocery store and purchasing your turkey. If you're not going to do meat at all, I know last year I had my first vegetarian Thanksgiving, and we had a nut loaf. Now, I'm not exactly sure how to make a nut loaf because we had a fabulous vegan chef that prepared all of our food for us, but I have seen the recipe online. You can just Google nut loaf. And the consistency of it was like a meatloaf almost, like a meat, but there was no meat in it whatsoever. I believe it was mostly spices and herbs and
ground up almonds, if I'm not mistaken. That was like the base of it. It was fabulous. We had that with the macaroni and cheese, but there was no dairy in the macaroni and cheese. There was almond cheese that was used instead. It's going to be way lighter for you. You know, and that's a nice alternative that you can use as opposed to all of the regular cheese. When you're making your mac and cheese, instead of using regular milk, try the almond milk. You know, it's going to be slightly sweet and be rich, but it can still be really, really yummy and delicious for you to eat. As opposed to making cornbread, which can be a little tough on the digestive system and hard for your body to break down, try making sweet potato muffins instead. You know, they're smaller, they're lighter, and you can make them. You can Google that recipe as well, sweet potato muffins. But and you can make them with, like, instead of using regular eggs, you can use an egg substitute inside of them, you know, and you're going to kind of give them a little bit of kick and zest by using, like, grated orange zest, basically. You can put that in there with cinnamon and a little bit of orange juice. It's a wonderful sweet alternative to the cornbread, which will be a little bit better for you. As well, if you're going to do a ham, again, try and get yourself a free-range ham and not get the regular ham. And in moderation, people, try and have just as much fresh live food sitting on the table as you do cooked processed food. Live equals life. So it's going to give you life. It's going to extend your life. It's going to make you feel more energetic if the food is real food that was pulled from the earth or the ground someplace. So plenty of fresh salad. You know, do maybe a string bean salad, like a cold string bean salad, as opposed to making just regular green beans, so you don't have to cook all of the nutrients out of the green beans. Or if you do make green beans, try them different this year. Maybe saute them. Don't cook them for an hour to where they're extremely soft, like they've been soaking in canned juice all day. All of the nutrients are cooked out of the food when you do that. When we make them extremely soft and just make our vegetables just mush like they used to be coming from the cans, that's not how we're supposed to cook our vegetables. So try and balance your meal out. Have plenty of fresh salad that's there, as opposed to trying collard greens, which are also tough on the digestive system to break down. Try and make yourself kale. You can mix kale and spinach together. And kale has a nice little tang to it, which is similar to the collard greens. Prepare them the exact same way. If you use ham hocks in them, sub the ham hocks with a piece of turkey. You know, there are little things, little steps that you can take that can cut a lot of the calories out of the meal. But forget the calorie counting. That's just going to add a couple more years onto your life. Make the eating experience that much more pleasurable for you. We are pleasure seekers. We are pleasure creatures. We do love pleasure. And food can still be a wonderful, sensual, pleasurable, yummy experience, and it still be in energy. For us, enliven, you know, give us energy, make us feel like contributing and doing something positive as opposed to just lying down or being overcome with negative emotion, guilt, depression, all those things which food can compound on. You know, if you're going to be drinking, watch your alcohol intake. Alcohol changes the brain chemistry over time. It's going to make your depression, if you are depressed and you're going for a drink, it's going to make it that much longer because you'll feel good for a little while, but eventually you're going to want to go back and just get another drink so you can continue to self-medicate yourself. Get those journals out, people. It's time for me to wrap it up here, but I've really enjoyed tonight's show. If you have any questions or you want to email me, reach out to me, you can do so at exoticfacesevents@gmail.com. And also, I will be having an event coming up in Atlanta, December 4th, entitled Decadence. We're going to be talking about food and how you can take food and also use it on your face and body as well. So we'll be featuring turmeric as well as coconut in this workshop. It's going to be jam-packed with information. You'll get to eat delicious foods prepared with coconut and turmeric, as well as show you how to make certain products for your face and body that you can use and take home with you. So if you want more information on that, I encourage you to email me at that address or go ahead and visit my Facebook page. I'm Aisha, A-S-H-I-A, Exotic Faces, or on I Am Here, number 2, Inspire, at blogspot.com. I am going to leave you guys this evening with So Beautiful, because you are so beautiful to me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your ears. I appreciate the love and consistency. So watch what you eat. Enjoy family. And remember to show gratitude.
You're my
because you are
blessed. My lover, my lady. All night you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know?
Now that you know,
the whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I'm gonna always choose to be with you.